This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Monday, March 11th. Well, we had the grain markets get a bit of an updraft late in the week, except for Chicago. We had Kansas City soaring against Chicago markets. In fact, that spread gained 44 cents over last week. So a very impressive move on the spread. So I think that's the first sign of hedge funds starting to move away from a bearish position by lifting spreads. They'd been short Kansas City versus Chicago, expecting that the Chicago market would see some strength as we had to load out the sales for China. But China started canceling some of those sales. So that certainly pulled the rug out from under the Chicago market, and a big reason why Kansas City moved so much sharply against Chicago. But we also had corn and soybeans moving higher later in the week. And that some of that was short covering headed into the crop report, but also we're headed into a growing season. There is some concern about the Brazilian crop. It's not huge at this point, but we're just starting to build back a little bit of weather premium into those markets. So just a quick rundown of the price action on Friday and for the week. Kansas City on Friday was up 14, and we were up 25 for the week. Minneapolis was up 8 on Friday and up 19 for the week. Chicago up 9 on Friday, down 20 for the week. Corn was up 2 on Friday, up 15 for the week. Soybeans were up 18 on Friday and up 33 for the week. We saw that Egypt also canceled its tender. We expected that the Black Sea would take most of that sale. But the offers came in way above where the current market had been trading. And so Egypt has canceled everything. I would imagine they'll be back in, but clearly the sellers are padding those offers quite a bit for the uncertainty of Egypt's payment system. It takes a long time, takes at least 6 months to get paid, sometimes 9 months, depending on which offer they accept. So we'll see what this next round brings us, but they have yet to re-tender. So the supply-demand report on Friday didn't really offer a lot of surprises, at least for U.S. numbers. They did take U.S. wheat exports down 15 million bushels, and I'm sure they're anticipating more Chinese cancellations. But they took the exports down 15 million to 710 million, and then they bumped up ending stocks 15 million to 673 million. Corn and soybeans were left unchanged. For Brazil's soybean production, they only took it down 1 to 155 million. And corn, they left unchanged to 124 million. Now, a lot of the private estimates are way below those numbers. They're hovering right around 144 for soybeans. That's 11 million tons less than what USDA is still pegging their production at. And for corn, private estimates are hovering right around 115, which is down 9 from USDA's numbers. So that's a very wide range, considering we're this far into the growing season. For Argentina, they left soybean production unchanged at 50 million tons, and corn, they raised 1 million tons to 56 million tons. The biggest surprise, I suppose, of the report was that they increased China's soybean import number, 3 million tons, to 105 million tons. They also noted that they're going to stop using the Chinese government's official stats data, and they're going to start looking at actual vessel loadings and destinations for that information, because the Chinese government information and data just isn't reliable. I know that's a shocker, but so we have other data that can be used. So USDA is finally making the switch and resorting to more reliable data. So taking a quick look at the world FOB offers for wheat, for U.S. soft red winter wheat out of the Gulf, we were down $21 on the week at $223 a ton. Hard red winter wheat was up 3 at 268. Ukraine down 4 at 190. Russia down 5 at 197. Romania down 8 at 210. France down 5 at 209. Argentina down 10 at 210. For corn out of the Gulf at 190, that was down 1. Off the PNW was down 2 at 215. Ukraine was unchanged at 165. Argentina up 2 at 187. Brazil up 5 at 195. In soybeans at the Gulf, up 10 at 455. Out of Argentina, up 15 at 420. Brazil was up 10 at 420. So we see for the second week in a row that Brazil's soybean FOB offers and Argentina have been rallying. In fact, the U.S. as well. So Brazil is up $20 a ton over the last 2 weeks. Argentina is up 10 over the last 2 weeks. And the U.S. is up 15 over the last 2 weeks. So moving forward, I think that soybeans, I think all the grains are going to continue on down. The long-term trend is still down. We've had a nice updraft in soybeans, corn, most of the wheat markets. But I do think there's going to be another wave of selling to at least retest the lows that were put in here a couple weeks ago. Corn on the front month still has about 5 cents to go before we reach that old double bottom low. The back months have reached that price level. So it's likely that they're going to stall out. For soybeans, a little more caution there because world offers are starting to rally. But I think that just from a technical perspective, I think there's still one more push to the downside likely waiting to happen there. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.